In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Please sit. So my text today is a sort of bad news, good news story. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Here's the bad news. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But here's the good news. For God is at work in you, to will and to work for his own good pleasure. The image that comes to my mind just then was of a small child expected to give a present to his parent, say at Christmas. The child has no resources, so how is it made possible? One of the parents give the child the resources. The child is given the present and then presents the present back to the one who gave him the resources to buy it. Thus God deals with us. So today I speak to a theme dear to the heart of Episcopalians and Anglicans worldwide. A love affair with balance. A disdain for extremes. Laughter, no. Smiles, okay. I remember leading a youth group in Plymouth, England, in which the Holy Spirit moved with incredible vigor and conviction, and many, many of those young people were converted to Christ. One parent, probably voicing the concerns of others, complained to my boss, "I'm glad my son is going to church, but I wish he wasn't taking it so seriously." Subtext, he's becoming unbalanced. Rather like that visitor to the church who sits in the pew and through the first part of the service is shouting out, "Hallelujah, praise God." You remember the story? And eventually an usher goes to the man and says, "You have to be quiet." But the man says, "But I've got religion." To which the usher says, "I don't care what you've got, you didn't get it here." Maybe sometimes we are too committed to balance. An example of a wildly balanced, and I like those two words together, wildly balanced Christian life was that of Billy Bray, who was born in 1794 in Cornwall, England. He was a tin mining, uneducated drunk, but he became a famous Methodist preacher known as God's Man with a Shout. Mr. Bray was a stunningly balanced man, for as he walked his evangelistic journeys, he discovered this in his own words. "As I go along the street, I lift up one foot, and it seems to say, 'Glory.' And I lift the other, and it seems to say, 'Amen.' And so they keep on like that, all the while I am walking." Friends, what a glorious way to live a wildly balanced life. A life balanced between our commitment to Jesus, amen, and our experience of grace, glory. Try it sometime during the week. Amen, glory. Amen, glory. This is the balance of which we read in today's text. Our ears and our minds and our hearts are shocked when we hear the apostle of grace saying, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." But then in deafening silence, even though breath has been snatched from our throats, Paul continues with these incredibly glorious words, "For God is at work in you to will and to work for his good pleasure." Listen to the Message translation. "Redouble your efforts. Be energetic in your life of salvation, reverent and sensitive before God. But that energy is God's energy, energy deep within you. God himself willing and working at what will give him the most pleasure." This is the wildly balanced life of the Christian. A spiritual daily walk composed of commitment to Jesus with a dependence upon the grace of God. This is, to use Billy Bray's exercise theme. One step, amen. Next step, glory. This is really good news. This is the wildly balanced life that will be expressed in our baptism liturgy at 10 o'clock as parents and sponsors make incredibly important vows. But this is how they respond. Listen, I will, with God's help. The balanced life. The Greek word for workout says something to achieve, to accomplish, to bring about. St. Paul is reminding us of our vocation to work alongside the Lord. We are called to be partners with God, co-creators. But if ever this vocation seems too much or too tiring, then we remember God is at work in us. Those who try to work for Jesus without dependence upon his grace, those who try to be loving and forgiving without the awareness of God's help, are as tiresome as dry drunks who put aside the bottle but never change their life. The two fellows in today's gospel know nothing of the wildly balanced spiritual life. The one makes commitments, I think with good intention, but lacks the energy to fulfill the promises. The other, overwhelmed by the task of the commitment, makes no promise, but then is overwhelmed by God's energy. Amen. Glory. I will, with God's help, work out your own salvation, for God is at work in you. How's it working for you? Today, and for the next two Sundays, we as a church community, a spiritual family, are being called upon to consider our support financially for the maintenance, but more important, for the growth of ministries in this church. And three Sundays out of 52 is not onerous, given that Jesus talks about money more than any other subject. Aren't you lucky? Just three Sundays out of 52. Our attitude, our disbursement of our money and possessions is a veritable indicator of our surrender to God, our trust in his care, our readiness to walk as Billy Bray. Amen. Glory. And publish it not abroad, but I'm going to change the text slightly. Work out your financial pledge with fear and trembling. For God is at work in you and me. Years ago, I had the inestimable privilege of working with a church member who readily took on the task of stewardship pledge chair, and such people remain even to this day. When I asked Richard to explain his enthusiasm for the task, he replied, "I believe that we aspire to generosity." Aspire to generosity. Amen. But glory. I will, with God's help. Amen.